Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliffy is back. That's right. Cliff is he's an attorney. He's also an expert in online marketing. He's written all the books on eBay marketing, the eBay Marketing Bible, also the eBay Sellers Tax and Legal book, the eBay Business Answer book, among other books, and more to come. He's our good friend Cliff Inico. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
And also a small business survival guide, right? That's another
one. That's
right.
We've got a whole bunch of them out there.
A lot of them. Something under a billion copies sold across the galaxy.
My wife says I'm a legend in my own mind.
And you're right. Exactly. I have a wife like that, too. Okay, so Cliffy, as you know, and as my audience knows, because I've been talking about this now, I'm not going to say I broke this news more than a month ago, but I kind of feel like I did because I've been warning people with experts on the topic on my show for a dozen years that there were forces in the world who were jealous, who were covetous of the fact that the United States owned the ultimate control of the internet contracted the management, the governance of the internet for the last 20 years to two other companies, now currently ICANN, but there are significant forces out there who've been jealous and covetous of the United States for this. And so I've been talking about this for a long time, and now comes the Obama administration, Cliff, who is actively, diligently, and maybe without, you know, we may not be able to stop this, divesting the United States of ultimate ownership and control of the internet. Mm-hmm. And that's going on right now. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's funny. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I've been reading. There's been a lot of press about this lady. Obviously, it has become a political football. The Republicans in Congress are very vocal about being against this because they say that, you know, Russia and China could get control of the internet, and then God only knows what could happen. And then you've got some people on the other side saying, well, wait a minute, you know, we're not saying that, we're not giving it to Russia and China. We simply want to have it more, be more multinational in its focus, not necessarily, a U.S. focused or a Western world focused system. And it's really hard to judge. I think it's very important here, Jim, to recognize what ICANN is. ICANN is a managed database. That's basically what it is. It is a system of assigning IP numbers to servers and domain names to websites. That is basically what it is. You know yourself.
But also, not just assigning, but also making sure that if cliffinigo.com doesn't get taken by somebody else while you own it. Making sure
right,
that
that's right,
you own
it's a managed
you
own, database.
You get to keep it. That's the governance part.
They resolve the disputes. That's exactly
yes.
Right. So if I want to claim microsofttissues.com, there's a certain guy in Redmond, Washington who's going to have a real problem with that, and ICANN is the place we're going to go to get that battle resolved, and you're exactly right about that. As far as the U.S. can, I mean, this has been an issue since the beginning. I mean, you pointed this out. Since 1998, you know, people have been saying, and even some people in government are saying, look, this is just a temporary thing. You know, we want to get the Internet to its infancy. Once we know it can stand on its own 2 feet, we will definitely consider proposals for either privatizing it or making it part of the multinational community. So what Obama is saying right now is, okay, now it's time to do this. I think it's very important to keep in mind two things here. It's one thing to transfer the ownership of the ICANN. It's another thing to ask yourself, what's that transfer of ownership going to mean in the long run? How would, let's say we gave it to the UN. Let's say we created a separate UN body. So we're not talking about being controlled
that's where I want to go in the next segment, Cliff. But
right.
Before we run out of time in this segment, you brought something up that I want to make sure that everybody understands. And I've talked about this on my show several times, Cliff, and this is really important.
Mm-hmm.
ICANN is already managed, governed, and overseen by a multi multinational stakeholder entity. The executives, the management, and the overseeing community of ICANN represents 110 countries right now under the current contract. So this business about it being multinational is, in my opinion, disingenuous, because ICANN is already a multinational entity.
Although the big complaint until recently was that all the dot com names have to be in English, and they just changed that recently. That was one thing that the world community had a little problem with.
Well, one thing is, I want you to talk about when we come back, folks. I want to take this to the next level and talk about what could be an issue for you and me if we want to have contracts. I have business relationships that depend upon the internet, Cliff. What if something happened that we couldn't pursue that? And we're going to do that after these messages with Cliff Finico. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.